نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الف لام ميم احسب الناس ان يتركوا ان يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي This is most important and most profound surah of the Quran regarding a special subject. And that special subject is the persecution that comes to the Muslims and Mu'mineen at the hands of the disbelievers. They are tortured, they are persecuted, they are given all sorts of pains. In that condition, what the Muslims have to do? So this is actually to give you a historical background. This persecution from the unbelievers or disbelievers is absolutely natural and logical. Because people were living and they were under a system. And there was no difference among them. They were worshipping their idols and so forth, everything. No conflict. Suddenly, a person stood up and he said, it's all wrong. What you are worshipping? Wrong. False gods. You have gone astray. So there was naturally a reaction. Who are you to say this? We are following our forefathers. We were living in peace. You have started a conflict. So this was normal, natural, logical, inevitable. But there are two stages of this persecution which came to the Muslims at the hands of the disbelievers. For the first 3 years, the persecution was only verbal. No beating, no physical persecution. Verbal. And it was wholly and solely focused on the person of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has gone crazy. He is Majnoon. He has been possessed by some evil spirit. He is a poet. He is taking dictations from someone and then saying that this revelation has come to me from Allah. All such things were said to him. So the persecution was verbal and centered on the person of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because if they could break his willpower, then there was no need of saying anything to anybody else. The whole movement would have died down. So they tried their best for 3 long years. But Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam persevered. And now they saw that his call is getting response from our society. And they were very much perturbed about 2 sections of the society. The youth, number one. Our youth is assembling around him. So it is going to be a very bad omen for our culture, our system. This is our hope of future, this youth. Who is Uthman, radiallahu anhu, a young man of the house of Umayyah. Who is Mus'ab bin Umair. Who is Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. Who is Ali. So number one, their own youth, and number two, the slaves. The slaves were the oppressed people, a section of the society which was exploited like anything. They had no rights whatsoever. A master who owned a slave could kill him at any time, at his sweet will. He didn't have to answer to somebody. Well, just if you have a goat, you can sacrifice it whenever you like. Eat its meat. She belongs to you. Okay. And he is your servant or maid servant or your slave. Or the slave girl, you do anything, you can kill them. So when this section of the society was now rallying round Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for them it meant that the fire is now reaching the godown of the gunpowder. It can at any time explode. So now they started the physical persecution from the beginning of the 4th year after the coming of Wahi to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. this persecution, this torture increased in its intensity every day. And it reached its climax in the fifth year after the beginning of Wahi. The youth were being beaten. They were tied in chains in the homes, kept hungry. The slaves were beaten like anything. What happened to Bilal? What happened to Khabab bin al-Arath? What was happening to the slave girls, to Sumayya? She was tortured and killed and murdered. And her husband, Yasir, tortured and killed and murdered. And son, Ammar, he was only spared when he said something, you know, accepting kufr by his mouth to save his life. But then, you know, he repented much on it. So these were the conditions in which one of the Sahaba is Khabbab bin al-Arath radiallahu ta'ala. He was a blacksmith by profession, but didn't have any support in the society. Not a slave, but a person who had no support, no help. So now to him, you know, they subjected to the worst type of persecution. Fire was kindled, then the live coal was spread on the ground. He was called and said, take off your shirt. He took it off. Lie down, all these cinders, burning cinders. So now the skin of the back got burnt, and then the fat in the back, it got melted. So such was this persecution which was going on at that time. In this background, Khabbab bin al-Arath says, it's a hadith in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, that I saw Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was sitting in the shade of a wall of Kaaba, and he had taken support of some cloth with him. So I went to him and I said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, don't you pray for us? Don't you invoke Allah's help, Allah's forgiveness for us? His help should come. These people should be stopped. Now these things, these persecutions are becoming unbearable for us. How much can we bear? But at this, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was not happy to listen this. He rather, you know, angrily he said, before you there were people who came to believe and they were burnt alive. There were other examples when their flesh was taken off from their bones with combs of iron. There were others who were first of all made to sit in a pit in the land, and then a saw was put on the head and started sawing the body until they divided it into two. These things happened to those who were before you, who accepted and responded positively to the call of the messengers of Allah of their times. But they persevered. They endured everything patiently. Now you are making haste. You have to endure. But a time will surely come when a person will go from Hadramaut to Sana'a, the whole breadth of the southern part of the Arabian Peninsula, and he will be fearing none else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that time is to come. Presently, you have to bear with patience and perseverance. So this is the subject matter of this surah. Alif Lam Mim Ahaseb An-Nas Wa Yutraku. Did the people think that they will be let alone? An Yaqulu Amanna. Only on saying that we believe. Wahum La Yuftanun. And they will not be tested. This test and trial, that proves whether you really believe or not believe. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. It has been our practice, permanent practice in the past, that we have tested and tried those who were before them. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. So Allah will definitely make known who are saying truly when they say we believe. وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And He will expose those who are wrongfully saying it. Saying it only with their lips, not from their hearts, who are telling a lie. Now on the second side, these two ayat are of sort of, you know, a rebuke, you may call it. Why this haste? Why complaining? You have to bear these things. But now, on the other side, to be lenient to those people. Am hasiba allazina ya'maluna sayyiat? Or do they who are doing evil things to our bondsmen, Abu Jahl, Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayth, Umayyah ibn Khalf, who is beating Bilal like anything, do they think an yasbiquna, that they will escape our punishment? Sa ma yahkumun. A very bad opinion that they have. They will not be able to escape our punishment. Our punishment will come. At this time, we have allowed them, so that actually we are testing those who believe, those who say we believe in Allah. We are testing them. But this test is coming through the hands of Abu Jahl, through the hand of Umayyah ibn Khalf. But this is our testing. We are testing them. But a time will come when we shall seize these people who are doing these wrong things to our bondsmen. Man kana yarju liqa Allah fa inna ajala Allah lat. Another consolation. Whosoever hopes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should rest assured that that time of meeting with Allah definitely will come. Don't think, O Muslims, maybe that time doesn't come. We suffer for nothing. If that day of judgment is not to come, what did we suffer for? No, they should rest assured. Man kana yarju liqa Allah. You are bearing all these hardships. Why? For Allah. For the day of judgment. For the reward of the hereafter. Don't let Satan whisper into your minds, maybe that day doesn't come. Then what are you doing? Man kana yarju liqa Allah fa inna ajala Allah laat wa huwa as-sami'ul 'aleem. And he is all listener, all knowing. He knows what is being done to Bilal. He knows what is being done to Sumayya and Yasir, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He knows it. And whatever their lips are saying, when Bilal was being beaten, at the time he used to say, Ahadun Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. I believe in only one. I am not ready to accept anyone else. So Allah is listening. A bondsman of mine is testifying to my oneness, although he is being beaten, you know, like animals. وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِلنَّفْسِ. And another warning. Whosoever is striving for us, he is striving for himself. He shouldn't think that he is doing some favor to us. The benefit will be his. He will be recompensed. He will be rewarded. He will be declared successful on the day of the judgment. He will be sent to heaven and paradise and to the gardens of bliss. So whosoever doing whatever he is doing for himself. Don't think you are doing any favor to me. A very stern warning. And this is very important for any person who is working for the deen of Allah. He shouldn't see or feel that I am doing something good to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are doing good to yourself. Minnat maneh ke khidmat e sultan hami kuni. Minnat shanas azu ke ba khidmat me daashtat. Don't think that you are doing a favor when you are serving the king. You should acknowledge his favor to you, that he has given you permission to serve him. This permission to serve him is the bliss. وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Verily, Allah is free from all worlds, free from all needs. He is self-sufficient in every way. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Now again a consolation, a note of consolation and a note of warning, alternating. And these two things, you know, they are very important for training and teaching. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنَكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَحْسَنَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. As to those who believe and do good deeds, we shall definitely, without any doubt, acquit them their mistakes and their evils, vices, remit for them. And we shall definitely, surely, without a doubt, reward them, recompense them in the best what they used to do. These are our promises. These promises will be fulfilled. But you have to prove that you deserve these promises. وَوَسَيْنَ الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. Now there was a problem especially for the youth. The parents used to say to them, well, we brought you up. Mother would say, I gave birth to you. I suckled you. We look after you. We fed you. We brought you up. And now you are giving up our religion. You say our religion is wrong. Our forefathers were wrong. This is our right on you. You must follow us. This is the biggest problem for any revolutionary work. Because usually, the response comes for a revolutionary work from the youth. But then they are under their parents, elders. And they say, we have right over you. And especially a person who has believed in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is definitely of a good nature. A good-natured young man must be very respectful to his parents. So that was the dilemma. وَوَسَيْدُ الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَهِ. Verily, we enjoined upon man to be respectful to his parents. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. But if they pressurize you, if they make jihad against you, now note this word jihad, jahadaka. For whom? For the mushrik parents, the unbelieving parents. When they are pressurizing their sons, you must remain in the religion of your fathers and forefathers. This is jihad. They are doing jihad in the way of their false gods, in the way of or for the cause of their false religion. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ. That you associate with me, that for which you have no knowledge. فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Don't obey them. إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. To me you have to return, all of you. You as well as your parents. فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And then I will inform you what you had been doing and what was the position of your parents when they asked you to associate with me, anybody or anything. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. As for those who come to believe and do good deeds, لَنُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ فِي الصَّالِحِينَ. We shall definitely, surely, without any doubt, admit them and make them enter among our righteous people. Here is the hint, you know. If you have become a Muslim, you have come to believe in Muhammad, and your parents have turned you out from their house, you have been cut from your family. But don't think you have cut only. You have been cut from those. But Allah has joined you with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the believers. A new brotherhood is coming into existence. A new family. So you are cut from there, but you are joined here. This new brotherhood, this new family, this is the bliss of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. And there are among people those who say, we believe in Allah, but فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ, but when they are persecuted in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. They take the persecution of people as if it were Allah's chastisement. They are so much fearful, as they should have been fearful of the chastisement of Allah. It's only a test coming in the way of Allah through the hands of the unbelievers. وَلَئِنْ جَاءَ نَصْرٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ. And if the help comes from your Lord and you are victorious, then they will come and say, لَا يَقُولُنَّ إِنَّا كُنَّا مَعَكُمْ. We were also with you. So we want to have the share in the booty, in whatever you have earned. أَوَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِعَالَمَ بِمَا فِي صُدُورِ الْعَالَمِينَ. So what do they think? Is Allah not very well aware of what is in the chests of the people? We had read in Suratul Hajj, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ. فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ الْبَدْنَ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. This is the further stage, more advanced stage of the same disease. We read there are people from among people who want to worship Allah, but alongside the coast. They don't want to go to the main current. They don't want to take the risk of their lives. So if there is peace and contentment, okay, they are going with you. But if there is some fitna, if there is test, some testing and trial comes, then they fall down on their faces. خَسِرَتْ دُنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. This is the loss of this world as well as of the hereafter. Now this disease, when it advances, one says, I believe in Allah, I believe in the hereafter. But when there is persecution, they fall down. But if the help of Allah comes, إِذَا جَاءَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, they will also come and say, we were with you. So does Allah not know what is in the minds and hearts and chests of the world? وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. Again, you know, it is repeated. Surely Allah will make it manifest who is a real believer. And Allah will expose who is a munafiq, who is an hypocrite. This is the only place in the whole of Makki Quran where this word munafiq appears. This disease actually that belongs to the Madani period. But the seeds are here also. The plant we see in the Makki days, Madani days, but the seeds are here. If you are weak of will, weak of character, your will power is not strong enough, you think this is correct, you adopt it, but when there is some persecution, you go back. This is the disease. And this, when advances further, becomes nifaq. وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّبِعُوا سَبِيلَنَا. Now this is the advice of the elders to the youth. And those who disbelieve, they say to those who have come to believe amongst their youngsters, youth, اتَّبِعُوا سَبِيلَنَا. Go on following our path. Well, we are your elders. We have more experience of this world. We have more experience of the people. There have been other peoples also who stand up and call the youth to this way or that way and ruin their careers, ruin their futures. So we advise you, you should keep on following us. وَلْنَحْمِلْ خَتَايَاكُمْ. And if you are very fearful that Allah will bring you to the book, we shall bear your weight. Let it be on us. We will be responsible to answer on your behalf. وَمَا هُمْ بِحَمَلِينَ مِنْ خَتَايَاهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And really they are not going to bear from their own sins anything. Surely they are liars. إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. They are telling lies. وَلَيَحْمِلُنَّ أَثْقَالَهُمْ. Surely they will be bearing their own burdens of sins. وَأَثْقَالًا مَعَ أَثْقَالِهِمْ. Additional burdens of sins along with their burden. Why? Because they tried these youth to take them astray. So they are adding to their burdens. But if some young man takes their advice and goes back, well, his burden will not be shared by anybody. He will be recompensed in full. وَلَيَحْمِلُنَّ أَسْقَالَهُمْ وَأَسْقَالًا مَعَ أَسْقَالِهِمْ وَلَيُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَمَّا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. And they will surely be questioned on the day of judgment. What things they were forging, that we shall be responsible for you. There nobody can be responsible for anybody else. Everybody, كُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Everybody has to come there as a single human person, responsible for himself. Nobody will be able to respond from his side. Now this first section of the surah, I told you, is most profound. For people who have, let me use the word, revolutionary concept of deen, an activist concept of deen, not a static, a dynamic concept of deen. Deen is the total system of life. Deen wants its superiority. And it is the demand of deen from those who say we believe to strive hardest to whatever they have to spend that to make the deen of Allah supreme. These three sentences. Number one, those who think that our Islam is not a religion regarding only dogma and creed and some modes of worship. It's a whole system of life, number one. Number two, the system of life demands its domination. It is deen only when it dominates. When it doesn't dominate, when you are living in America, you are living under the American system, the system of America. Only you can say prayers and you can build mosques. That's all. Law. The whole political system, the whole economic system, the whole social system, the whole social values. Even the family laws. You have to accept theirs. So in this condition, if you accept this condition passively, you have no iman whatsoever. No iman whatsoever. Please listen. If you have reconciled to it, if you accepted it, no iman. You have to live here as a fighter against this system. To try to change this system, to topple over this system, to establish the deen of Allah. And if you say we are a minority, small minority, look to Muhammad. He was all alone when he started his mission. He didn't have any ummah already present in Arabia. He made his ummah one by one. Even after 10 years of hardest labor, he couldn't bag more than 125 people. 10 years of hardest labor of no less person than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he couldn't bag more than 125 people. So this is, and for those people who agree with me in these three points, Islam is deen, not mazhab or religion in the, you know, narrow sense of the word, limited sense of the word. Number two, it demands its domination. Number three, is the basic duty, fundamental duty of everyone who says he believes in Islam to strive his hardest, to his utmost, to devote whatever he has to the struggle to make the deen of Allah supreme. And now if during that struggle persecution comes, losses comes, you have to go hungry. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Was it poetry? This warning came to the companions of Muhammad. Look twice before you leap. This way is not an easy way. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ وَنْ يُتْرَكُوا وَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. We shall differentiate them. Who are the true believers and who are the hypocrites only? They are saying we are Muslim only with the tips of their tongues, not from the depths of their hearts. Now after this first section of this surah, three sections are just similar to the other Makki surahs. The stories and news, Ambaul Rusul, and story of the prophets. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. And we had sent Nuh to his nation. فَلَبِسَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. He remained with them for 1,000 years minus 50 years. 950 years. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. So finally the deluge seized them while they were evildoers. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَصْحَابَ السَّفِينَةِ. We delivered him and the people who were with him in the ark. وَجَعَلْنَاهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have made that ark a sign for all the worlds. This sign will appear someday and we shall be able to find that this is the ark resting here on this top of this mountain. وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ. And we sent Ibrahim also when he said to his people, اُعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ. Worship Allah and fear Him. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. This is best for you if you have the real knowledge. إِنَّمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا. What you are worshipping, accepting Allah, they are the idols. تَخْلُقُونَهُ إِفْكًا. And you have created them. You have invented them. A lie. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَبْلِكُونَ لَكُمْ رِزْقًا. Verily, those whom you are worshipping besides Allah, they can't give you any sustenance, any food. فَابْتَغُوا إِنْدَ اللَّهِ رِزْقًا. So try and seek the sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعْبُدُوهُ. And worship Him. وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ. And be thankful to Him. إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. To Him you will be returned. وَإِن تُكَذِّبُوا. And then if you belie, فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أُمَمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ. So many other generations and nations also belied before you. وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَى الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. And on our messenger there is nothing binding except conveying the message. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَيْفَ يُبْدِ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ. Don't they observe how Allah originally starts a creation and then he recreates it, repeats it. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا. This is easier on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To create something for the first time must be more difficult than repeating the creation. Whatever you do for the first time is difficult, but to repeat it is easier. قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ بَدَى الْخَلْقِ. Say to them, travel in the land and try for yourself and see for yourself how Allah creates, originates creation. ثُمَّ اللَّهُ يُنْشَئُ النَّشْأَةَ الْآخِرَةَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring forth the later creation, that is of the hereafter. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Verily Allah is powerful and able to do whatever He likes. يُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْحَمُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He will chastise whomsoever He wishes and He will have mercy on whomsoever He likes. وَإِلَيْهِ تُقْلَبُونَ. And to Him you will be turned back. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You are not going to defeat Him in the earth. وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Nor in the heaven. وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. And you don't have any other protector and helper except Allah. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَلِقَائِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَئِسُوا مِنْ رَحْمَتِي. As for those who disbelieve and reject our revelations and who disbelieve in meeting us, they are the people who are absolutely no hope of my mercy. وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. For them is the painful chastisement. فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ. But the answer of his nation, nation of Ibrahim, was only this. إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا اُقْتُلُوهُ أَوْحَرِّقُوهُ. Kill him or burn him alive. فَأَنْجَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. But Allah saved him and delivered him from the fire. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Verily in this are the signs for those who believe. وَقَالَ إِنَّمَا اتَّخَذْتُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا مَوَدَّةَ بَيْنِكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. This is very important. And Ibrahim said, those whom you have taken for yourselves idols instead of Allah, it is out of affection between you in this life of this world. What does it mean? There is a community, they have some culture, some philosophy, some system. Somebody says, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. And he is convinced that whatever he is saying is correct. But he keeps clinging to that old system. Why? Well, my relatives are there. My friends are there. If I am a shopkeeper, my customers are there. How can I leave them? If I leave their religion, if I leave their beliefs, if I leave their system, I am cut off from them. Although they are convinced in their hearts that this is wrong. And this happens with different organizations and movements working for Islam. For example, supposedly, some big mistake has been committed. And now somebody says, you have committed a mistake. And you are convinced, yes. But unless the whole party accepts, unless the system keeps intact, how can I go away? I'll be alone. مَوَدَّةَ بَيْنِكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The love between you in the life of this world is the basis that you keep on clinging to these false ideas and beliefs and the wrong ways. Summa yawm al-qiyamate yakfuru ba'dukum bi ba'din. Then on the day of judgment, each one of you will deny each other, accuse each other. It was due to you that I kept clinging to that party or that system or that philosophy. Wa yalanu ba'dukum ba'dha. And you will deny each other and curse each other. وَمَا وَاكُمُ النَّارِ. Your abode will be fire. وَمَا لَكُم مِّن نَاصِرِينَ. And you will have no helpers for you. فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوتٌ. So Lut, his nephew, he believed in him. وَقَالَ إِنِّي مُهَاجِرٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. And he said, well, I am going to emigrate towards my Lord. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Verily, he is all powerful and having all the wisdom. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبُ. And we bestowed upon him Ishaq, son, and Yaqub, the grandson. وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابَ. And we assigned the prophethood and the book among the progeny of Ibrahim. After Ibrahim, no prophet, no messenger of Allah has come in this world except in the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Either the progeny of Ishaq through Yaqub, then Ismail, and through him Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Madian, because Ibrahim had a third wife also, Qatura. And there were 6 sons to Ibrahim from the third wife, Qatura. So Bani Qatura, they are also. Then Ishaq had 2 sons, not only Jacob, but also Esau. Where has Esau gone? People don't know. Maybe the Brahmins and the Hindus of India, they are the progeny of Esau and the lost tribes of Bani Israel. Some of the tribes are not known where have they vanished. So because there are many similarities between the Jews and the Hindus, and the Brahmins especially. وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابَ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَجْرَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. And we gave him his reward in this world. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And verily, in the hereafter, he is from amongst our righteous people. وَلُوتًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ. And we sent Lut also. And when he said to his nation, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ. Well, you are committing a very, very indecent act. مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. No nation, no people before you have ever done this. أَيْنَّكُمْ لَتَعْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ وَتَقْتَعُونَ السَّبِيلِ. Do you approach men for your sexual lust? And you are breaking, and you are cutting the way? Now this تَقْتَعُونَ السَّبِيلِ has been interpreted having 2 meanings. One is the speed of procreation. Allah has fixed. You have to procreate. So that is true. Male and female, both. If you give up the females, what will happen? The procreation would stop. You will be finished. So this can be one meaning, that you are cutting that way, that road to procreation. And the second is that they used to loot and rob the travelers. وَتَعْتُونَ فِي نَادِيكُمُ الْمُنْكَرِ. To that extent that you commit these indecent acts in your society and assemblies. Looking at it. وَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ. But there was no answer from his nation. إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا تِرَى بِعْذَابِ اللَّهِ. But they said, bring the chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are fed up with what you are, you know, sermoning us for so long a time. In kunta min as-sadiqin. If you are truthful, bring to us the chastisement of Allah. Qala rabbi ansurni ala al-qawmi al-fasiqin. And he said, oh my Lord, help me against these people who are corrupt. Walamma ja'at rusuluna ibrahima bil bushra. And when our messengers, the angels, came to Ibrahim, giving him the good, glad tidings of his son, that is Ishaq, qalu inna muhliku ahli hadhihi al-qariya. They told him, Ibrahim, that we are going to destroy the people living in this city, Sodom. Inna ahlaha kanu zalimin. Verily, the people who live there, they are evildoers. قال ان فيها لوطا. So Ibrahim was perturbed. If that whole city is going to be destroyed, Lut is there. Inna fiha Luta. In that city dwells Lut also, alayhi salatu wasalam. Qalu nahnu alamu biman fiha. They said, we very well know who is there in that town. Fala nunajjiyannahu ahlahu illa mraata. We shall definitely, surely deliver him and his family, except his wife. Kanat min al-ghabirin. Surely she is one of those who remain behind. وَلَمَّا أَنْجَاتْ رُسُلُنَا لُوتًا. When these messengers of ours reached Lut, see abihim. He was distressed to see them. Why? They had come in the form of beautiful boys. And these, you know, homosexuals, they ran, you know, after them. For them, you know, so to say, it was a bliss. They had beautiful boys there. They could enjoy. وَزَاقَ بِهِمْ زَرْعًا. And he felt fearful in his heart. قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ. The angels consoled him. Don't fear. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ. And don't grieve. إِنَّا مُنَجُّوكَ وَأَهْلَكَ إِلَّا مْرَاتَكَ. We are going to deliver you and your family except your wife. كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. She is one of those who will be lingerers behind. Inna munziluna ala ahli hadhi al-qaryati rizqan min as-samaa'i bima kaanu yafsuqoon. We are going to send down on the people living in this city a torment and scourge from the heaven because they have been transgressing. Wa laqad tarakna minha ayatan bayyinatan liqaumin yaqiloon. And certainly we have left of that a clear sign for the people who understand. Because the ruins of this city used to be there. They were visible when the caravans used to go from Hijaz to Syria. The trade caravans, they used to pass by this Dead Sea, the coast of Dead Sea. And these cities were situated at the coast of Dead Sea. And now there are no remains. They have all been drowned in the Dead Sea. وَإِلَىٰ مَدْيَنَا أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. And towards Madian, we sent their brother Shu'ayb. فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَارْجُوا الْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةَ. And he said, O my people, worship Allah, and you should hope the last day. وَلَا تَعْصَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. And don't make any mischief in the land. فَكَذَّبُوهُ. They belied him. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ. So an earthquake took over them. فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاسِمِينَ. And they became lying in their houses and dwellings, dead. وَعَادًا وَسَمُودًا. In the same way. What happened to Aad and Samud? To Aad, Hazrat Ehud was sent. To Samud, Hazrat Saleh. وَقَدْ تَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ مِنْ مَسَاكِنِهِمْ. It has been evident to you that there lived the people of Aad and here lived the people of Samud. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ وَعَمَالَهُمْ. And Satan had made their bad deeds attractive and alluring for them. فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ. And he took them away from the right path. وَكَانُوا مُسْتَبْصِرِينَ. Otherwise, they were very worldly wise people. Worldly wisdom is something else. And real wisdom, to know the reality, that is something else. وَقَارُونَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ. In the same way, Qarun and Fir'aun and Haman. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Musa came to them with clear signs. فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. So they became arrogant in the land. وَمَا كَانُوا سَابِقِينَ. But they could not escape our grip. فَكُلَّنَا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. All of these nations we seized due to their sins. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاسِبًا. From among them were those on whom we sent a stone storm. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ السَّيْحَةِ. And among them were those who were seized by a shout. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. And of them were those whom we made the earth to swallow. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا. And among those were those whom we drowned. The first and the last were drowned. The people of Nuh and Fir'aun and his armies, they were drowned. Rest, you know, they had different types of chastisements, either an earthquake or a rain of you know, stones from the heaven or something else. A shout. Saha. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَسْلِمَهُمْ. Allah was not to do injustice to them. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَسْلِمُونَ. But they were doing wrong to themselves. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. The similitude of those who take as protectors someone else than Allah. كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. Their similitude is like that of a spider. اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتَا. A spider also builds the house. وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. But verily, the weakest and the frailest house is the house of the spider. In the same way, they think that they have woven, you know, round them a system of beliefs where they associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other gods and goddesses. That they think that they are living in some place. We have something to believe. We have our own creed and our own dogma, but it's like the house of the spider. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ. And these are the similitudes. We strike them for the benefit of the mankind. وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالَمُونَ. But none understands them but the learned one. خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth. بِالْحَقِّ. With truth. And it means with purpose. They are not in vain. They have been created with a definite purpose. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In this is definitely a sign for the believers. أُطْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ. Now in the remaining three sections of this surah, two strands are interwoven with each other. Some ayat address the believers who are facing those hardships and problems which have been discussed in the first section. The other strand addressing the mushrikeen, with whom this argument is going on in Makkah. So some ayat addressed to mu'mineen, some ayat addressed to the mushrikeen. اُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. Keep on reciting what has been revealed to you of the book. The first addressee is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through him all his followers. If you want to persevere in these conditions, the strength you can take from recitation of Quran. اُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. Establish the prayer. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ. Verily, this prayer forbids or restrains from indecency and evil. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. And the remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing. Greatest thing as what? As source of strength, courage, and forbearance. If you remember Allah, He will give you the strength. He will give you the perseverance. You will be able to endure with patience. Number two, second instruction. وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنُ. Don't debate or argue against the people of the book, but in the best way. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. Except those who are among them the evildoers. And what does it mean? Either don't even address them. Don't talk to them. قَالُوا سَلَامًا. قُلْ سَلَامًا. Say salam. Or to such people you can be somewhat harsh also if you find there is a need. وَقُولُوا. And say. آمَنَّا بِالَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا. We believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to us. وَأُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ. And we believe in that also that was sent to you. We believe in Torah. We believe in the Gospel. We believe in Zabur, the Psalms. We believe in all these things. وَإِلَهُنَا وَإِلَهُكُمْ وَاحِدٌ. And our Lord and your Lord is one. We are not worshipping someone else. And you are not worshipping someone else. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. The only difference is that we have actually also surrendered to Him. Whatever His commands, we have accepted. وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْآيَاتِ إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ. And in this way, O Muhammad, we have sent you this book. فَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. So those people also whom we had given the book before you, some of them, they also believe in it. As the people from Abyssinia came and believed. As Najashi believed. As Abdullah ibn Salam, radiyallahu anhu, he was a very renowned scholar of Jews, alim, and he believed. وَمِنْ هَاؤُلَاءِ مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ. And from among these illiterate people, who had no deen, no book, no sharia, they also believe. وَمَا يَجْهَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا الْكَافِرُونَ. And our ayat are not rejected or denied except by the disbelievers. وَمَا كُنْتَ تَتْلُو مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ كِتَابٍ. O Muhammad, you didn't use to read any book before this. وَلَا تَخُطَّهُ بِيَوْنِكَ. And never you wrote anything with your hands. You are an unlettered person. Because he never learnt reading and writing. When the first wahi came, and Hazrat Jibreel said, Iqra, he said, I am Mana Bikari. Read. And said, I am not a reader. So you never read any book before this Quran was revealed to you. You never wrote anything with your right hand. إِذَا لَرْتَابَ الْمُبْتِلُونَ. In that case, there could be a room for doubts with these repudiators. They could say, he has been writing and he was practicing, you know, writing. So, in due course of time now, his faculty of writing, you know, has been polished and he is composing good pieces of literature. No, he never wrote a word. He never read a book. بَلْ هُوَ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ فِي صُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ. But these are the clear ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hearts of those self-evident signs in the heart of those. بَلْ هُوَ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ فِي صُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ who have been given knowledge. وَمَا يَجْهَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا الظَّالِمُونَ. And none denies of revelations but the unjust and evil-intentioned people. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ. And they say, why has not been a sign, a miracle sent on him from his Lord? قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْآيَاتُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Say, all these signs and miracles are with Allah, in his own hand. وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ. As for me, I am only a warner, clear warner. I don't say that I can do everything I like. No. I have never claimed to be God or Almighty. I am only a person like you, human being, mortal, but revelation has been sent to me, and I have been appointed as a messenger to convey the message of Allah to you. أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمْ أَنَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ. Is it not sufficient for them that we have sent down a book on you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is being recited to them? This is the biggest miracle. You never read, and now you are reciting to them this beautiful, the highest as the most beautiful piece of Arabic literature. Even the Jews up till today, even the Arab Christians up till today, they accept that this is the highest piece of literature of Arabic language. They read Quran in Hebrew universities, in Christian universities. Quran is the highest literature. They accept it. How could a person, illiterate person, unlettered person, who never wrote a word, who never read any book. So this is the miracle. أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمْ. Is this miracle not sufficient for them? إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَرَحْمَةً وَذِكْرَ لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Surely in this, there is a reminding and a mercy for those who believe. قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Say, Allah is sufficient as a witness between you and me. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He knows whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ وَكَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ. And those who believe in falsehood and disbelieve in Allah, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. They are the losers. وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ. And they want that the azab, the chastisement should come to them early. Bring the chastisement. وَلَوْلَا أَجَلُ الْمُسَمَّى. Had there been not a time fixed for it, لَجَاهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. The chastisement should have come to them. وَلَيَاتِيَنَّهُمْ بَغْتَةً. But it will come to them, but suddenly, whenever it comes. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. While they will have no perception of it. يَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ. Again repeating the same. They are making haste. Bring the chastisement to us. وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمُحِيطَةٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. And surely the hell, it has already encompassed them. The hell has encompassed them. They are not only feeling it, just there is the distance. يَوْمَ يَخْشَاهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. The day when this chastisement would come and engulf them, min fawqihim, from above of them, wa min tahti arjulihim, and from, also from beneath their feet. Wa yaqulu zuqu ma kuntum ta'malun, and it will be said, now taste what you have been doing. Ya ibadi allazeena asrafu. Now again, turning to the believers. Oh my bondsmen and servants, ya ibadi allazeena amanu, who have come to believe, inna arzi wasi'atun, my earth is very broad, very spacious, very wide. Fayyaya fa'abudun, so only me you worship. This was an indication for the immigration to Abyssinia. If it has become very hard for you to live at Makkah and worship me, if you think now the persecution is becoming unbearable for you, leave Makkah. Don't keep tied to this land. You should be tied to Allah, not to any particular land or country or place. Ya ibadi allazeena amanu, inna arzi wasi'atun fayyaya fa'budun. You have to worship me. If you can't worship me here, go to some other place. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. In the long run, every soul has to taste death. Summa ilana turja'un. And then you will be returned to us. Death has to come. If Yasir and Sumayya radiallahu anhuma have been tortured and killed today, well, anyhow, they had to die. Maybe if Abu Jahl had not murdered them, they would have lived a few years more in this life. But the death had to come anyhow. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Summa ilana turja'un. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُبَوِّئَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ غُرَفًا. As for those who come to believe and do good deeds, we shall lodge them in lofty mansions of the garden, تَجْرِي مِنْ تَعْتِ الْأَنْهَارِ, underneath which rivers will be flowing, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, abiding therein forever. نَيْمَ عَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ, that will be a very good and excellent reward for those who do good deeds. الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, those who persevered, who bore all the hardships, who endured whatever came to them in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who passed successfully through all the tests and tribulations, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and they had put all their faith and trust in their Lord. وَكَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ, and there are so many animals, you see, they don't carry their sustenance or food with them. Allah feeds them also, and He will feed you also. Don't fear what you will eat. Allah will feed you. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, and He is all-listening, all-knowing. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بَسَخَرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ فَأَنَّى يُؤْفَكُونَ, the same thing which has come many a time. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَسَخَرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ, if you ask them, who created the heavens and the earth and created the sun and the moon, لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ, they will say, definitely, Allah. فَأَنَّى يُؤْفَكُونَ, but from where are they being deluded? اللَّهُ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ لَهُ, it is Allah who outspreads His food or His sustenance for His bondsmen, for whomsoever He likes, and straightens or restricts it at His free will. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ, verily Allah knows everything. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ نَزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً, and if you ask them, who has sent down this water from heaven, فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِهَا, and then He had given life to this land after it was dead, لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ, again they will say, Allah. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ, say, all praise is for Allah, but most of them don't have the knowledge and they don't understand. وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ, and the life of this world is nothing but an amusement and a play. It's like a drama. In a drama, in a picture show, somebody is a king. For 3 hours he is a king. But after those 3 hours, what is he? Someone is a beggar. But he is a beggar for those 3 hours only. After the show is over, he takes his robes away, and now he is a simple human being. So this is a drama going on. Allah has placed someone high, someone low. It's only for testing you. وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَالْعِيبِ It's an amusement and a play. وَإِنَّ دَارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ Verily, the life and house of the hereafter is the real life. This is not the real life. This is just the preface to real life. Just you have a book, a very book, big book, but there's a small preface in the beginning. So this life of this world is like a preface to the book of real life. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ Only if they had known it. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ These things have come so many times. When they are embarking on some boats and ships, دَعْوُ اللَّهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ They keep on calling on Allah, praying Allah, and promising to obey Him exclusively. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُ مِنَ الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivers them to the safety and security of land, when they start, you know, declaring associates and equals with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَيَكْفَرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُ So that now they should be ungrateful. But with what we have given them, they will give to their idols what we have given them. They are presenting as a present and gift to the idol. وَلَيَتَمَتَّعُوا So that they may enjoy for some time. فَصَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ Very soon they will come to know the reality. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا وَيُتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِمْ Don't they see that we have made this sanctuary, this haram, a secure place, place of peace for them. And from around them, people are snatched away. أَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ So do they believe in falsehood? وَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَكْفُرُونَ And they are disbelieving the bounties of Allah. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا And who is more greater in evil, except more than him, who has concocted or forges a lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or kazzaba bil haqqi lamma ja'a, or he belies the truth when it comes to him. The greatest sins are that somebody should say that I have received the revelation while no revelation has come to him. Or he refuses to accept the true revelation of a messenger. Both crimes are equal. Alas, fi jahannam maswar lil kafirin is not the hell a lodging for the disbelievers. Last ayah, most important and connected with the first section. Wallazina jahadu fina la nahdiyannahum subulana. As for those who strive in our way, we shall definitely show them our ways. We shall guide them. This is our firm promise with them. They should gird up their loins and start. We shall lead them. We shall hold their fingers and lead them to the paradise and heaven. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ And verily, indeed, surely, Allah is with those who do good deeds, who are excellent in their actions. اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ آمين يا رب العالمين بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم